Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. If you love to sing, you've come to the right place. Singing is part of Sunset's DNA, and I believe has been for as long as I've known. And while that may seem obvious to a lot of us, perhaps you're asking the question, what in the world is up with all this singing all the time? That would be a valid question. Well, our series on the joy of worship is all about singing this morning. And it would be impossible to talk about worship without talking about singing. Because since time began, singing has been at the very heart of worship. But why? That's what we want to answer this morning so that we can better understand and better engage in the joy of singing when we worship. Now, if you remember last week, Trey made the point, and he said it again this morning, worship is not about us, it is all about God. And because of that, singing is inevitable. It's a must. So why is that? The answer is because all creation sings. Every living, every created thing sings. All the universe sings, including the unseen realm. Job 38 and verse 7 points this out. It speaks of planets and stars and even angels singing. All the earth sings. Throughout the book of Psalms, we see this. In Psalm 66, verse 4, we see all the earth sings. That means trees, rocks, birds, anything that you can think of, all of it sings. All the church sings. We come over to the New Testament, and in 1 Corinthians 14, where we really see a good picture of an assembled church, they are engaging the heart and the mind in singing. Even as individuals, in the book of James, James would say in James 5:13, is anyone among you happy? Let him sing praise. The response to happiness is even singing. We're all part of God's created chorus that praises him. And you know what? If we don't do it, something is going to. You remember the triumphal entry? Jesus is entering town on a donkey, and everybody around realizes the significance of this guy. And their response is to shout and sing praises to him as he is riding into town. But as is common with Jesus and scenes in the New Testament, the Pharisees are there. And they're always there wanting to spoil everybody's fun, and that's exactly what they try to do here. And so the Pharisees try to stop the crowd from praising Jesus. And you remember what Jesus said to them? He said, look, if these become silent, even the rocks will cry out. Reminds me of that song, Ain't No Rock. Perhaps that's a song you've heard before. I don't know that we sing it here, but that song says, ain't no rock gonna cry in my place. As long as I'm alive, I'll glorify his holy name. You see, if we don't do it, something will. We sing because we were created to do so. And we're part of this massive chorus that praises our Creator. And when you think about it, it's awesome to be held. But we need to realize, too, with singing, that singing isn't about talent. Because singing is an engagement of the heart. When Paul wrote to Colossians, in Colossians 3, he tells them, he says, let the word of Christ richly dwell in you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to the Lord. You see, singing engages the heart when we worship. We're a very word-focused church. We heavily emphasize biblical teaching and preaching, and man, am I glad of that. And while the heart is absolutely a part of these things, they tend to engage the head first. And you see, singing is the avenue that engages the heart first. So a big reason that we sing is to engage our hearts in our relationship to God and our relationship to one another. And so with that, your ability to carry a tune is immaterial, because singing is a matter of the heart. Your voice, no matter how you perceive it to sound, is music to God's ears because He created it. He created it, it's unique, and singing flows ultimately from your heart. To God, though, this goes much deeper than just being music to His ears. Singing is a sweet aroma to Him. And that kind of enters into the realm of sacrifice language, because we sing because singing is our sacrifice to God. Since the beginning of time, God has required sacrifice. Abel sacrificed, Noah sacrificed, Abraham sacrificed. All of these before the law of Moses, they sacrificed animals on an altar. The Israelites, under the law of Moses, that whole system had a lot of sacrifices in it. And they, in a lot of cases, were animals on the altar or grain on the altar, and it was burned and it ascended to God as a sweet aroma, the smoke. Don't know why God thought that smelled good, but He did. So God, as that worship goes up to Him, He goes, "That smells good." Well, you see, we sacrifice today too. It isn't in the killing of animals, because Christ fulfilled all of that. Our sweet aroma does not ascend from a literal altar. In one sense, our sweet aroma ascends by the way we live. When we dedicate our whole life to God, that is a sweet aroma. Perhaps you remember Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Paul says, I urge you, brethren, therefore, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice pleasing to Him. And that is your spiritual service of worship. That is drawing on the language of sacrifice of old, and it's insinuating that our entire life dedicated to God goes up to Him as a sweet aroma. And that's why we want to be committed to God. But there's another very specific case where, as a specific action of worship to God, our sweet aroma ascends when we sing. If you have your Bibles, come over with me to Hebrews 13. I want to take you to Hebrews 13 and verse 15, and this really is the heart text that I want you to take home with you today. Because the Hebrew writer here will tell his audience that he's writing to, he says, "Through Him then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God." And then he clarifies what it is. That is the fruit of lips that give thanks to His name. You see, when we sing, we sacrifice. We are offering up to God the sacrifice of our praise. And this is why we sing. And when it goes up, God says, "That smells good." It pleases Him when we do that. So we sing because we're created to do so. We sing because singing engages our hearts. And it is literally a sacrificial offering to God Himself. But singing also does something for us all at an intimate level. You see, we sing because singing connects us. When Paul wrote the Ephesians, in Ephesians 5:19, he said something very similar to what he said for the Colossians. But he told them to be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So here we see that singing is not only God-directed. There's a very one-another aspect about it. Singing connects us in ways that nothing else can. Singing is so integral to connecting us that there are things that happen on a scientific level every time we sing together. Research has indicated that when a group like this sings together, hearts begin to synchronize beats. So singing literally intertwines our hearts together in a way that nothing else can do. Nothing else does that. And with that in mind, I'd encourage you guys to do something. Maybe you already do this, but look around when we sing. Because you see this room full of people who are singing today, a room full of believers, our hearts connect. We're literally being tied together at the heart. And I look around and I look over here and see a lot of returning SIBS students. I see Lucas. I get to sing and praise God with Lucas today. And I see Brad Pruitt back there. I get to intertwine my heart with Brad Pruitt. Even Corey. I mean, Corey Burns. I know that's surprising. But yes, I get to tie my heart to Corey. And even Tim Evans. And my wife and my children and Trey and Trey's family. I get to tie my heart with them, and only singing can do that. This is why we sing. We're God's creation, and His creation sings. In singing, our hearts become better engaged with our relationship to God and certainly our relationship to one another. And in doing all of this, we are literally offering up a sacrifice of praise to God. So if you struggle to engage in singing, remember these things. And also remember that God doesn't care about the quality of your voice. He cares about your heart. So when you sing, be intentional about letting your heart be immersed in the message as it connects you with others and as it ascends as a sweet aroma to God. We're about to sing a song that we always call an invitation. And it is an invite. It literally is an invitation extended to you that if you're struggling and you just want to pray with us, you can do that. It's also an invitation to give you the opportunity, if you've never connected yourself to Jesus initially through faith and baptism, you can do that today. If we can help you with anything, now is the time to let us know as we stand and as we continue to connect our hearts together in song this morning. Let's stand and let's sing.